This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The following program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. Actually, today we have a special guest in the second half of the program, so we may not get to phone calls. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the Longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program. You can also click on the left-hand side of the page at brightsideben.com, the Join Now link, and you can start yourself a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, or get your products at the wholesale price, or just join the Bright Side Ben team and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, welcome to the Bright Side, folks. I want to begin by acknowledging everybody, Bright Side listeners, new listeners, regular listeners. I want to commend you for being interested in your health, really interested in your health, not buying the mainstream baloney that deifies doctors and the medical model, and really being interested in figuring out how your body works, how your biochemistry works, the mechanisms of the body for yourself. And I want to acknowledge and commend you for that. Today we're going to cover a subject that's near the top of the list when it comes to globalism and corporatocracy and the seemingly endless, intentional, concentrated efforts that the powers that be have employed to keep humanity dumb, weak, sick, and enslaved, and that is the issue of GMOs or genetically modified organisms. At least once or twice a week, I get a letter from someone who's concerned about GMOs in foods and even in supplements, and because of how important this subject is and how fraught with misunderstandings this subject is, I want to spend today talking about GMOs. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking to Stacey Malkin about GMO labeling. Californians are going to the voting booth tomorrow. They're going to be voting on a bill that would force manufacturers to declare on their labels that they're using GMOs in their products. And while it may seem like a no-brainer, I mean, who could argue with just a bill that would have manufacturers declare what they have in their food? It seems like a no-brainer, but apparently Monsanto and other big-time food and chemical companies are spending a lot of money trying to convince people that they don't really need to know what's in their food. This is going to be in the second half of our program. We'll be talking to Stacey Malkin. But before we get there, I think with all the controversy swirling around this GMO issue, it might be a good idea to really sink our teeth into what exactly are GMOs and what are some of the things about genetically modified organisms that can be problematic, that can affect our health. First of all, in order to really get a grip on GMOs, we have to understand a little bit about genetics. Now, I know the subject of genetics can make the eyes of even the most scientifically minded of us glaze over, but that doesn't scare us here on the Bright Side, because our mission is to simplify every aspect of this amazing, remarkable human body system and all of biology, really, and make it easy to comprehend so that we can make good choices when it comes to supplementation, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to the kind of foods we eat, and when it comes to the decisions we make and how we are going to live our lives from a health perspective. So for the next minute or two, I want to take the subject matter we call genetics and make it somewhat easy to understand. So, everything in our body arises from the activities of cells, and all the activities of cells, of everything a cell does, nothing is more important, nothing is more significant, nothing has more health implications than the job a cell does making proteins. Cells are making proteins nonstop. This is the raison d'etre. This is the reason for existence of a cell, is to make proteins. And proteins, as we've said many times on this program, are little pieces, little biochemicals, you just call them things, little things in the body that do all of the work. All of the work in your body, from thinking thoughts, moving muscles, digesting food, pumping blood, wiggling your fingers or your toes, every single thing in your body involves protein. If it's happening in the body, it's happening because of proteins. Proteins are also the chemicals that give us our physical characteristics, blue eyes, long fingers, dark skin, and proteins are made by cells. Cells make proteins. This is their most important thing they do. This is their reason for existing. Nothing is more important in terms of what a cell does. Nothing is more important in terms of what happens in your body than this job of making proteins. Cells make proteins, and there's over 100,000, maybe even 200,000 different proteins that they're making. Now, here is the most important piece of information that you need to know about genetics. Every single aspect of health and disease depends on making proteins, and genetics is nothing more than the science of how proteins get made. Okay? Every single aspect of health is going to depend on making proteins, and genetics is simply the science of how proteins get made from genes, hence the term genetics. The second important thing to know is that inside each cell you have this long microscopic string, a chemical string that's maybe 10 feet long. And we're talking 10 feet long in a space that's maybe 1/100th the size of the head of a pin. So if you take your mind's eye and divide a head of a pin by 100 times, that's how big a cell is. And within that cell, you've got a long string of chemicals wound tightly. Actually, it's wound tightly within the center of a cell, which is an area maybe 10% of that cell. So take a pin, the head of a pin in your mind's eye, divide it up by 1,000 times, and in that space, you've got a long string of chemicals. This long string of chemicals is divided into 25 to 30,000 different parts. All right, so you got this long string of chemicals in the center of a cell. 10 feet might not seem very big, but what's really amazing, this 10-foot long string is packed into a space that's 1,000 times smaller than the head of a pin, and this 10-foot long string is divided up into 25 or 30,000 different pieces. This long string of chemicals is called DNA, and the 30,000 or so different pieces are called genes. That's what genes are, and that's what DNA is. It's just a long string of chemicals divided up into little parts. Now, we don't need to get into too much chemistry here, but for simplicity's sake, we'll just say that each one of these 25 or 30,000 different genes makes a protein. The main point to understand here, every gene, every one of these little segments on this long string of chemicals is responsible for making protein. In other words, proteins, the most important chemicals in the body, the chemicals that determine everything in our body, everything our body does, everything our body is, from our eye color to the length of our bones to the way we digest our food to fighting cancer and viruses or anything else any animal or any human does or any bacteria does or any fungus does or any living thing does, any plant does, any any tree does, any vegetation does, comes from the specific patterns of the chemicals that composes these long strings, these little tiny segments that we call genes. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break on Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're going to take a time out and come back and we'll continue talking about genetics and genetically modified organisms. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The following program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
Hi, welcome. Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or if you want to review a program, if you didn't get all the information on a program, you can get everything at brightsideben.com on the archive page. You'll also find a shopping cart with all the longevity products and a Join Now link that you can click on. If you want to start a longevity business or get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Later in the segment, later in the hour, we'll be talking to Stacey Malkin, the media director for California Right to Know, a grassroots organization that's set up to support Proposition 37 in California. Stacey will tell us all about that. But before we get to that, I want to continue talking about a little bit about genetics. GMO is a very complicated subject, this whole idea of genetics, but we're going to seek to simplify the idea because GMOs are an important health issue, and we all do have the right to know, in my opinion, we all do have the right to know about what's in our food, but we got to understand a little bit about what exactly is wrong with genetically modified organisms. In order to do that, we got to understand a little bit about genetics, a real little bit about genetics. Genetics involves these little segments on the long string of chemicals, huge compared to a cell, this long, long string called DNA, and each one of these, this long string is divided, this 10-foot long string is divided into 25 or 30,000 different pieces. These little pieces are called genes. Each gene is responsible for the production of a protein. So, for example, if you have blue eyes, blue color proteins are making your eyes blue. These blue color proteins are coming from genes that make proteins that make your eyes blue. If you have long bones, these long bone proteins that give you long fingers or long toes or long arms or long legs, these long bone proteins are produced from genes that make long bone proteins. If you have dark skin, you got dark skin proteins. These are coming from genes that make dark skin proteins. If you're a strawberry plant and you have genes that make proteins, if you're a strawberry plant, you're going to have genes that make proteins that make you taste and smell and look like a strawberry. If you're a tomato plant, you're going to have genes that are going to produce proteins that make you look and smell and taste like a tomato. And the same goes for corn or soy or an octopus or a mushroom or a tree or anything else that's alive. Genes make proteins. These proteins give living things their characteristics. Now, when genetic science really began in earnest in the 1960s, we used to think that for every one of the 100,000 or 200,000 different proteins in the body, there was a corresponding gene. One gene, one protein. And pharmaceutical companies and chemical companies got really excited because they figured as soon as we can figure out what gene is associated with which protein and where on this long string inside every cell you were going to where on this long string these genes were that corresponded to specific proteins, we could figure out how to stick genes in and take genes out and make different kinds of proteins and make different kinds of organisms. We could make organisms with blue eyes or brown eyes or long fingers or dark skin, or we could create all kinds of different plants. In the world of tomatoes, we could make a tomato that tasted like a strawberry, or a strawberry that looked like a tomato, or corn that had a characteristic of an apple, or soy that had the characteristics of peas. This was an incredible idea to drug companies and to food processing companies. The idea that we could pull genes out and put genes in and create different kinds of living organisms. So in the 1990s, drug companies, the big chemical companies like Monsanto and DSM, poured billions of dollars into trying to figure out exactly which genes and which proteins were corresponding with each other and where those genes were on this long string. They called it the Human Genome Project. And what they were trying to determine was where on this long string of chemicals the genes for blue eyes were, or the genes for long fingers were, or the genes for dark skin were. The idea being that once we found where these genes were on the long string called DNA, where each gene was for each different protein, we'd be able to mix and match and manipulate and create whatever kind of characteristics we wanted to create. However, by 2003, the Human Genome Project had essentially been mapped out. The human genome had essentially been mapped out, and all the genes had been identified, and scientists were completely shocked and completely dismayed to find out that while we had 200,000 different proteins in our body for blue eyes and long fingers and dark skin and all the other qualities of a body, there were only 30,000 genes.
In other words, we thought that there would be one gene for every protein, but it turns out that there's only 30,000 genes, and there's somewhere near 200,000 different proteins in the body. And even more shocking, human beings, with all our complexity and biological sophistication, have only twice the genes of a fruit fly. There are weeds that have as many genes as are, nearly as many genes as are in the Human Genome Project. So clearly, it was not as simple as one gene, one protein. In fact, as it turns out, the relationship between genes and proteins is extremely complex, and one gene can have impacts that change the shape and structure and performance and production of tens or hundreds or even thousands of different proteins. And this is the big problem with genetic modification. When you start manipulating and pulling genes out of one species and sticking them into another, you have now potentially not just changed the one protein that's associated with the gene, but you have changed potentially tens or hundreds or thousands of different proteins. No one knows. And remember, everything that makes a living being what it is proteins. So when you start yanking out genes and sticking other genes in, you have completely changed the potential, you have potentially completely changed the characteristics of this plant. And what's scarier, you may not even know. Proteins determine everything an animal or a plant is and does. Some plants make toxic poisons. So if you stick a gene in, you may accelerate the production of these toxic poisons. A gene that makes a protein that makes a soy plant taste bitter may be something that you want to think you may want to take out, but if you take it out, you may end up creating proteins that cause infertility. Or you may create proteins that cause cancer. If you say, well, I'm going to insert a gene from this orange tree that makes a protein that lowers the freezing point of the fruit, you may end up creating proteins that create an autoimmune disease. And just as dangerous and just as insidious are companies that insert genes into plants that produce proteins that are going to make the plant resistant to pesticides. Monsanto manufactures a pesticide called Roundup Ready. So they thought it would be brilliant, or that makes a pesticide called Roundup. So they thought it would be brilliant to get a gene that would make a plant more resistant to Roundup. So now farmers can spray way more Roundup pesticide on their soy and their corn and their cotton and their canola, way more pesticide than a non-genetically modified plant could ever tolerate. They call these seeds Roundup Ready. These Roundup Ready seeds allow a soy plant or a corn plant or whatever kind of plant the seed is going to make to resist pesticides. As if we weren't getting enough pesticides, now farmers can spray triple the amount of pesticides on their plant without killing the plant thanks to this genetic modification. And of course, that means that you and I and our families are going to be exposed to triple the amount of Roundup. But not to worry. According to Monsanto, Roundup is completely safe. Don't worry about it. All right, we'll continue this discussion with Stacey Malkin when we come back for our break. Stacey is the media director for California Right to Know, and she's going to tell you why you need to vote if you're in California on yes on Prop 37, and why you need to know about it if you're not in California. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The following program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Thank you so much, friends, for being here. We are going to continue talking a little bit about GMOs. Now we know a little bit about GMOs, a little bit about genetic modification and the problems associated with these kinds of foods. And now I'm honored to welcome to our show our next guest, She's a consumer advocate and an author, and most recently she's involved with the group California Right to Know as the media director. California Right to Know is a grassroots organization that's been set up to support the California initiative known as Prop 37 that would have food manufacturers put labels on their products informing consumers of any GMOs that were used in the production of those goods. So with that, please welcome to The Bright Side, the media director for California Right to Know, Stacy Malkin. Greetings, Stacy. Welcome to The Bright Side. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. First of all, let me personally say I'm a big supporter of what you guys are doing. I think this is a significant issue, and I think it's something that we all need to be paying close attention to. But I want to play a little devil's advocate here and give you an opportunity to fully explain your take and the California Right to Know take on the bill that is known as Proposition Prop 37. So, cutting to the chase, why does California Right to Know feel like this Prop 37 is such a big issue, and what do you want California consumers to know about the dangers and the possible impact of this proposition not passing?
Well, thank you for giving us this opportunity. Prop 37 is very simple. It's about our right to know what's in the food that we're eating and feeding our families. And this is deeply personal to people. It really matters. And, you know, that's why we've seen such a huge grassroots movement. 1 million moms, dads, and consumers got this on the ballot, and we have about 10,000 volunteers out on the streets saying, educating voters about Prop 37 and saying this is just a simple labeling law, and it gives us the right to know and choose for ourselves about the foods that we want to eat and whether we want to eat foods that come from nature or were made in the lab by companies like Monsanto and Dow. And genetic engineering has been hidden from American consumers for a long time. You know, 61 other countries already have labeling for GMOs, and people have various concerns about GMOs, questions about health risks, links to allergies, you know, huge increases in pesticide use, many reasons why people are concerned, but Prop 37 is just about a label, just about giving people a right to know so that we can make the choices for ourselves.
So why do you think it seems such like a common sense? Information is a good thing. Like you say, most people support it. I saw statistics that say 90% plus of people are in favor of this kind of labeling. Why would there need to be a grassroots campaign given the kind of strong support that most people have for labeling and for more information?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's been a huge demand for labeling for many years. As you said, 90% of people. I mean, that's stunning. That includes Republicans, Democrats, everyone, say genetically engineered foods have been labeled, but we haven't been able to get it done because of the massive lobby of Monsanto and the pesticide companies and the influence that they have at the federal level, and also many states have tried to pass bills and haven't been able to get it done. So in California, we're taking it right to the voters and, you know, saying we're the ones who should make the decision because we're the ones buying and eating the food. So a grassroots movement really grew up around that idea, around that injustice of most consumers wanting information about something that most other countries already have and not being able to get it. And now what we're seeing in California through this ballot initiative is how hard the pesticide companies are willing to fight back. And they're spending $45 million here in California to confuse everybody about Prop 37, confusing the details, all sorts of dirty tricks, you know, fake front group mailers. I mean, just the dirty tricks go on and on.
Well, you guys recently accused these guys, your opponents, of fraud. There's some kind of FDA issue. Can you explain some of that?
Yeah, sure. So we filed a complaint with the Department of Justice involving a campaign ad from our opponents that features the FDA logo and a direct quote from FDA making it look like the agency opposes Prop 37, which it does not. And this was mailed to voters. And it's illegal to use the seal and logo of a government agency for political purposes. And with a direct quote they never said. I mean, it's really brazen. And you know that complaint is being followed up on, has been referred to FDA, and it's just one, as I said, of many, many dirty tricks. I mean, we've documented that they've misrepresented leading science and academic and professional organizations. Stanford University made them take down their first ad because they had misrepresented the university, and then they continue to do it. I mean, it's just a real, very aggressive, very cynical, deceptive campaign to try to confuse voters in all of their ads, and most people have seen their ads on TV, I'm sure. They never mention genetic engineering. They're trying to distract from the core of the issue, from what this is really about. And what it's about is providing consumers with information so we can make our own choices about what we eat.
Right. It has nothing to do with whether genetic modification is a good thing or a bad thing. It's simply informing consumers.
It's
not even a genetic modification issue. It's an information issue, no?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. It's not a referendum, not a ban. And, you know, as I said, many people are concerned, other people aren't, and we should just be able to make our own choices about whether we want to eat these foods.
What do they say? What are the no people saying? How are they justifying a no vote? What are they telling people?
They're telling people that grocery costs will go up, which is, something that there's no evidence behind. The cost didn't go up in Europe, all the other countries that have GMO labeling, and they're not going to go up here. Those sorts of issues, they talk about, oh, some things are exempted. Well, the exemptions are very much common sense, and they follow the rest of the GMO labeling laws around the world. But it's easy to confuse people about those issues, and that's what they've done on TV ads. And they always, like many of the campaigns against initiatives, they'll say it was written wrong or, you know, questioning the people behind it. But it's all not true. I mean,
it's hard to argue against more information, no? I mean, how can you say we want less information?
You can't, and that's why we're seeing all these dirty tricks, because they know they can't win this argument on the merits of the facts. And so what do they do? They're lying, deceiving, tricking voters in every way they can.
Is there a Republican or Democratic position on this? Is there a presidential position on this? Does that have anything to do with presidential politics? Does Romney or Obama, have they taken stance on any of this stuff?
Obama has, before he was president, said he supports GMO labeling and would implement that. He has not acted on that as president. But the California Democratic Party is supporting us, Senator Barbara Boxer, and many Republicans and conservatives and faith and religious groups across the state, too, while not the official Republican Party because they had too much pressure. But all the big labor groups, health, faith, consumer groups are all behind yes on 37 and saying, let's give consumers a choice.
Now, what happens if you guys lose? Are you going to continue?
Oh, this is not going away. This movement's not going away. We feel confident that we have an excellent chance to win. I mean, we are certainly fighting against a lot of confusion and misinformation to voters. But I think when people go to the ballot box, they're going to ultimately value their right to know what's in their food and say yes. Now, after the election, regardless of what happens, this movement continues. This is a national movement to get labeling across the country because that's what people want. And when consumers are demanding information, it's the responsibility of the producers to provide it, like they're already doing in 61 other countries.
Now, you guys have gone from, I think, 60%, 70% support. Now it's a dead heat. I want you to talk about what's going on what the prediction is for tomorrow when we come back from our break. Hang tight, Stacey, if that's okay. For one more segment. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Stacey Malkin of Yes on 37, California Right to Know. We'll be.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The following program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Stacey Malkin, the media director for California Right to Know, a grassroots organization that supports the California initiative Prop 37, which is set up to have food manufacturers put labels on their products informing consumers of GMOs that were used in the production of these goods. Before we went to break, Stacey, we were talking about how it seems like a no-brainer. I don't have any idea how anybody could possibly vote no against this thing, but yet you guys are in a statistical dead heat. Why do you think advertising is such a big deal if all we're talking about here is one simple sentence on a label? Why would somebody be confused? Why would somebody even think that it's a bad idea?
See what's happened here, and you know, the story is that we were far ahead in the polls at about 67% all through the summer, all through the fall, very consistently, and our opponents were about 23%. Well, on October 1st, the ads started to hit. When I say hit, I mean the state was carpet bombed with ads every hour on TV all day long, sometimes four times an hour on every station.
Wow.
So people were getting inundated suddenly with messages that were not talking about genetic engineering or Right to Know or labeling or information. They were attacking the details of the initiative and calling it confusing. And, you know, they were very effective. We saw after just 10 days of that, the polls had a dramatic shift. And so it is a commentary on the power of TV and the power of money in politics. And, of course, it didn't stop there. I mean, as I was saying earlier, just many, many dirty tricks have rolled out. For example, I just got a call from a woman who received a Democratic voter guide saying vote against Prop 37 and has pictures of Truman and President Kennedy and all these quotes from the Democratic Party, but it's not from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is supporting us, but when someone gets a mailer 3 days before the election looking like it's from the party and you know, pro-Obama and in all the good positions except no on 37, it does have an effect on votes.
Wow.
That's why these voter guides exist and people are making a lot of money on them. So there's a lot of tricky stuff going on.
That's sneaky stuff, man. Now, is California the only state that has come up with this kind of proposition?
There was one other attempt in Oregon 10 years ago that did not pass. So this is the second one. And other states, though, are talking about going forward. Washington State is already in the works. Many other states are discussing it. So, as I said, this is just the beginning, and it is a national movement. And I think this cannot be stopped. We will see labeling because people are demanding it. And this California initiative has really put the issue on the map. And it's and people are talking about it now. People are more aware of genetically engineered foods than ever before in this country.
I get letters all the time about it. Now, I heard something about GMO fish. Did you hear about this in Alaska? There something about modifying the fish, sticking genetics in fish?
It's true. It would be the first genetically engineered animal in the food system. It's a salmon that's engineered with an eel to grow twice as fast.
Mm.
And it is in the pipeline for approval, and it could be in our grocery stores, you know, anytime. And
that's
we don't
amazing.
Know unless it has a label.
So
Alaska actually does have a labeling law for GMO fish, so that they, it would be labeled in Alaska. And the Alaskan Senator Lisa Murkowski, conservative Republican, has fought like crazy to try to stop this genetically engineered fish. You know, and there was a big fight in the Senate about this. She said it needs environmental impacts and economic impacts. How is it going to influence and impact the local fishing industry? And her amendment to get more studies actually failed in the Senate, although barely.
Now, there's actually no requirement for safety studies on these things, right?
That's right. That's right. No requirements for safety studies.
So they can just stick the genes in there and whatever happens, happens.
And they say, it's fine, don't worry. And the government says, okay, Monsanto said it's fine, put it out to market.
So what do you want people to ask themselves before they go into the voting booth, before they go in, pull the lever, yay or nay? What do you want Californians to know?
Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who do you trust to make decisions about what you're eating and feeding your family? The world's largest pesticide and junk food companies, or the largest consumer health environmental faith groups in the state? And even beyond that, trusting ourselves, that we're the ones that should get to make these choices. And so that's why we need labels, so that we can have the information that we need to make good choices for the food that we're buying.
And where can our listeners go to get more information about what you guys are up to? Because this is not just a California issue. This is an issue that has impact on everybody, correct?
Absolutely. And so this is really everybody's fight. And please check out our website at yeson37.org, and you can get involved, donate, phone bank. We're really asking people to call voters that you know in California, call voters that you don't know in California, and have conversations. Because once people get the facts, it immediately becomes clear, even if they are confused, they're shifting back into the yes column. So the phone banking is really effective, and you can plug in on our website at yeson37.org.
And you're talking about a grassroots campaign against some of the biggest corporations on the planet, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont. Is it tilting against windmills? What do you think, Stacey?
Well, it can certainly feel daunting. I don't think so. I think people are waking up. Consciousness is rising. I think that the people's movement around this can't be stopped. And there's just so many inspiring stories. I mean, moms who have just, you know, dedicated their whole, all of their time to this issue. They're speaking out to the press. They're speaking out to all their friends, organizing their communities. And so that sort of thing is going to have lasting impact on, I believe, just an increasing consumer demand for safer, healthier food, for transparency, and also for the government to get involved in regulating these companies in a responsible way.
What about the idea of lawsuits? Like, this would be real expensive in terms of all the lawsuits that will be happening, and trial lawyers are going to... I read somebody saying that this is an employment contract for trial lawyers. How do you address that?
Yeah, they've really gone nuts with the trial lawyer thing, and the cabal of trial lawyers are behind it, which is just ridiculous because lawyers can't make any money on this. There are no damages. It's what you'll get out of any court case is a judge telling you to label the food. Maybe you'll get back the price of the package of the food that you brought in, the $3.50 or whatever for Kellogg's cornflakes. I mean, it's just, it's also ironic that these companies are making a big deal about lawsuits when what's actually happening is Monsanto's suing farmers across the country.
Uh-huh.
Because of the patent issues around GMOs. They own the patents. You can't plant seeds unless you pay them first. And so what's happening is that seeds are getting cross-contaminated, and farmers plant them, and now here's Monsanto demanding money and dragging people into court.
That's crazy. Now, give me, give our listeners a couple books that they can read when it comes to simple, easy-to-understand books when it comes to genetically engineered foods. Do you have any favorites?
Books. You know, I don't actually have any favorite books, but I can tell you there are many great organizations to check out. The Center for Food Safety is one of them, centerforfoodsafety.org. Also, Pesticide Action Network. They've done amazing work, and it's really important to look at the environmental impacts of pesticide use that's associated with genetically engineered foods. And when you look into that, that these foods are causing huge increases in pesticides, it's clear why the six largest pesticide companies are the biggest donors to the No on 37 campaign. And one interesting thing that I always like to point out is that three of those chemical companies are European companies that can't grow GMOs in their own countries.
Oh, how funny. Which companies?
So it's BASF and Bayer. They're in Germany, which as of this year, no more GMO crops in Germany. And then Syngenta in Switzerland, which has banned GMO since 2005. So they can't grow them in their own countries, and they're spending millions in California to convince us we don't even have the right to know.
Do you know the history of BASF and Bayer?
I don't.
World War II history and
I have heard, yes, some nefarious dealings. And, of course, many of these companies have nefarious dealings. DDT, Agent Orange, they told us it was safe. It wasn't.
That's unbelievable. Well, thank you so much, Stacey. It's been a pleasure. I hope to have you on again. Stacey, by the way, for the listeners, Stacey has written a book about cosmetics and about the beauty industry. And as our listeners know, I've been formulating skincare products for many years, so I have a special interest in the cosmetics business, and I hope we get to have you on after this passes, after Prop 37 passes. We'll be hopeful about that. I hope we get to have you on talking about cosmetics. Is that right, Stacey?
Yes. Yes, I really look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Stacey Malkin. We've been talking to Stacey Malkin, Media Director for California Right to Know, the grassroots organization that's dedicated to making Prop 37, the potential GMO labeling bill, become a reality. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Stacey, for coming on The Bright Side, and good luck tomorrow. We will all be watching to see what happens in California, and as Stacey said, it's not only a California issue. This is something that affects all of us. Who in their right mind could not think that it's a good idea to know what the heck is in your food? All right, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Bright Side. I appreciate all you guys. Tomorrow we're going to talk about anxiety issues and mental health issues. So if you have any folks that you know, or if you're dealing with anxiety or depression or mental health issues, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. 1-5-4.